My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast into the 8 o'clock hour. We'll do our first regular season edition of Five Reasons I Hate You for Indianapolis at 8:23-ish on the show, next segment. People asking on the text page, will 610 be carrying the Brazilian game on the radio tonight? That is the Packers and the Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We will. We'll be carrying we're your home for all the primetime NFL games here in Houston. Sports Radio 610.
A lot of people, I know we have that one listener who thinks we should be boycotting this game for political purposes or what have you. All right, great. That's fine. You fight that fight, man. I'm going to watch some football, all right?
Hell yeah.
I'm a fan of globalism when it comes to football, in terms of just give me a football game on Friday night. I'll vote for whoever you want me to. Buy my vote.
That's a good maniacal laugh, man. You got to break that out more often. The Friday night aspect of this game, it feels weird because there's high school football tonight here in Texas. Amy and I are going to the Astros game tonight. I'm like, okay, we're going to the Astros game. But I do want to peep in on that football game a little bit, you know?
Okay, who's carrying it on television?
It's on the Peacock app.
It's Peacock again.
Yeah,
it's okay, Peacock. So I was good last night. I can never remember who I have a subscription to or not.
Yeah, it's not, but to be clear, not everybody subscribes to the Peacock app. It's Peacock app only tonight, I believe. It's a streaming... It is a streaming only. Game tonight only, if I'm not
mistaken.
Wasn't
it last night? Oh, could you watch it? You could watch it on NBC last night?
Yeah, you watched it on Channel 2 last night. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I watched it on the app. I didn't know I had a choice.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
It was.
I'm such a damn boomer on all this stuff.
You are. Okay. You stream everything, man.
So you can only watch it on the Peacock app. It's in Brazil. This is the first thing that jumps to mind for me is that this is running back summit versus running back summit. This is Saquon Barkley for the Eagles versus Josh Jacobs, new acquisition to the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
And that if you're somebody that feels like, yeah, you know what, the pendulum has swung too far, running backs still do matter. I think in the case of the Eagles especially, this is one where you really want to see if that, without Jason Kelce, that is still probably a really good run-blocking offensive line, and can the addition of Saquon Barkley kind of re-tap into everything Jalen Hurts can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the matchups to watch tonight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Especially when you consider that Austin Eckler was the leader of the summit meeting last year, and he's just a complete non-factor now playing for the Commanders. This should be whoever wins this game, whoever's team wins this game, should get to basically take control of the running back consortium. You know what I mean? Like when Jon Snow got declared king of the North, You know, like that. If whoever wins this, that's a Game of Thrones reference, people, for those
Nick
who don't
Sirianni's
know.
Kind of like the little 12-year-old chick that actually is running the show, right. Like is a hard ass and
right,
everything. That's
right.
Nick Sirianni in this matter.
That's him, yes. All right,
Matt LaFleur is like, I don't know, somebody who was banished to the wall.
Yeah, one of the crows. J.J. Watt got people excited yesterday, man. This was really good work, man. If you're listening right now and you're part of the Texans digital content team,
yeah,
bravo.
J.J. Watt is Tormund.
They're doing an amazing job. So there's a hype video, which I know several of you have seen. It plays well with just audio, so it's a couple minutes long. Get comfy. It's J.J. Watt basically walking out of the tunnel in an H-Town blue T-shirt, and narrating a series of really cool highlights with some audio mixed in and whatnot. Let's play it for you here. But it's up on all the Texans social if you want to go find the video. Here is J.J. Watt getting you hyped up for the season.
You hear that, Houston? Silence. Sometimes that silence can be deafening. But in that void, there's a whisper of what's to come. A pulse reverberating to the city that grows stronger by the second. You can feel it in the air. A rumbling. An anxiety. That feeling in the pit of your stomach. Echoes of expectations.
Then there's this team in Houston. They brought in Stephon Diggs. They bring in Joe Mixon. Well, we got massive respect for what they got going on.
It's an earned sensation. And you can't shake it. I've felt it before. I know what it's like.
Dalton throws it. It's intercepted. 1-10-5. Touchdown, Texans. And Reliant Stadium has erupted.
The energy. The speculation. The expectations.
What do you think of the Texans' hype?
Expectations from the outside have gone through the roof.
They have a target on their back.
Well, listen. The hype? That's just chatter.
It doesn't matter what people say on the outside. It's about the men in this room.
They're pretty steadfast in not listening to the outside noise.
In the end, we're the Houston Texans, so we can't worry about what happened last year.
Because around here, success isn't owned, it's leased. And rent, that shit's due every damn day. We're relentlessly focused on one thing, building this foundation our way. But not only for this team, no. This is for all of H-Town. The heartbeat of this city is what drives this team forward each and every day. So now it's finally time to break that silence and make noise the only way we know how.
Here's it out for Collins. He's got it. Well down. Will Anderson.
Stingley with the interception.
To the end zone. Touchdown.
Houston dominant.
On the damn field. H is up, H-Town.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a good video, man.
That was good. Very good. I knew that, look, I wanted to share the experience of the people who are listening to it for the first time. So I listened to the audio last night. I haven't watched the video yet.
Oh, really?
So, right, yeah. So I'm glad that you kind of laid it out visually. I saw like the first 5 seconds of the video and it was real, like they're zooming in on the stadium at night or the city. Yeah, the stadium at night. And I was like, you know what? No, I want to share the experience of people who haven't watched it and kind of just take it in that way.
Oh.
And so, I thought it's very good by JJ. I thought the first 30 seconds, they did a really good job of building up to it.
Yeah.
I did. I felt in a lot of ways it was like the first time I ate a kolache, where I'd heard a lot about them. I'd never heard of them before, but then I came to Houston and people were talking about this kolache. And I kind of like, I remember my mouth watering, the anticipation, feeling I could feel my pulse as I waited. And I had that, then I got that feeling in the pit of my stomach that, and it was a good feeling, damn it.
It delivered. That's a funny analogy. See, what I'm thinking, my analogy right now as pertains to you having not watched it yet, I feel a little like when somebody tells me, hey, Sean, I'm about to start in on The Sopranos. And I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah.
Of the ride
you're
about to go on and experience for the first time. I'm a little jealous of you, Seth, that you haven't watched it yet, that you still have not gotten to experience this for the first time.
I'll have to, maybe I'll wait. You know, I should do this, Sean. I will wait to watch it until right before our pregame show on Sunday.
Okay.
And I will. That'll be my pep talk.
I have to hold
for
you back.
Going into this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to sit in a dark room and just take it all in. Yeah.
I was very impressed.
I'll go old school. I'll take some mini fins that I got stashed in my in my bureau or something.
Yes.
I'll kick it like it was in the 90s.
There
That's right.
There you go. They let J.J. curse in that thing. I think we had to censor it. He said that success is not owned, it's leased. And the rent, that bleep is due every day. Use the S word.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what? Okay, that
edgier.
Makes more sense
yeah.
then. I was a little uncertain about that part. That makes
yeah.
more sense.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good. I like, too, that, remember, you know, we're no... It's nice when the players that you're mentioning, whether it's Nico Collins or Derek Stingley or whomever else, or guys, are like, oh, yeah, I'd buy that jersey.
They're actually good, yes.
Yeah, it's not when we were trying to prop up whoever who's that linebacker?
Christian Kirksey? Kirko?
No, the guy that got hurt on the field.
Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Yeah, Kamu Grugier-Hill, where it's like you're just trying to talk yourself into Kamu Grugier-Hill. Or like it felt good that they're guys that I genuinely felt good about.
And that thing you hear, that's the heartbeat. Kamu Grugier-Hill with the sack. Yeah, you're right. That would have been a tough video to sell back in 2022, but man, now it's here, man. It's easily sellable.
JJ's done good things for not just the Texans, but I think the AFC South in general. The fact that whether you love or hate Pat McAfee, now that he's on ESPN, he's omnipresent, and he has JJ Watt on regularly during the football season. And those two, as AFC South alumni, they go at it about
yes.
the AFC South, and I like that. I like more attention focused on our little corner of the world.
That's really cool. Have you guys seen the text message? Have you guys seen the story about JJ donating 5,000 pounds to a kid in Green Bay who is running a marathon for mental health this weekend? The kid didn't know who Justin Watt was. So it sounds like maybe he donated it anonymously under the name Justin Watt. You know how you see the names of people who donate things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess. I have not seen that story. I have not yet, so I apologize.
5,000 pounds?
5,000 pounds, I guess. So maybe it's a kid. Maybe
he did it from when he was in England
maybe,
or something?
Maybe, I guess.
He's over there with his soccer club?
Could be. Yeah, could be. No, I have not seen that. But if you've seen it, text in and tell us where we can find out more. The audio alone, a lot of people texting in. I want to run through a wall now. The audio alone gives me chills. That had a high chill factor for me. I was definitely multiple times throughout that got chills listening to it.
The Texans have done some really cool things with video over there, and they kind of started in on it before they made an actual turnaround as a team, but it's really fun to watch now because it's like high quality cinematography. They're up there. They could be approaching Rams level in some ways with some of the stuff they do with videos and little mini documentaries and everything. They do a really good job with it. For anybody who actually cares about that stuff, I just look at it as like it's a nice sign of a NFL team that's like rolling with the cutting edge stuff.
Yep.
You know, they're not just some backwater hicks that are just kind of taking their revenue shares and going. It feels like a very modern NFL organization.
Big time, big time. Let's go. I'm hyped. Text message 0074, straight chills, man. 9903, geez, gave me chills, and I've already watched it three times. Me too. I watched that thing five times last night, and just listening to it, I got chills listening to it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Which specific players are you think people are getting most chilled over, like chilled in an excited way? They're getting the chill, they're getting goosebumps. Text that in. I'm curious. Not the marquee CJ Stroud or what have you. And I would say maybe not even a Derek Stingley, but just amongst the rookies or new additions.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it Stephon Diggs? Is it Kamari Lassiter? Who are you just really thinking like, oh, I can't wait to watch this guy actually on the field. I really need to see this. Will Anderson. Just open it up to anybody, whether they're a marquee guy or not.
CJ and Will, there's a Pavlovian thing with CJ and Will for me that's traced back to the night the two got drafted, which I still watch on a regular basis. I go back and
watch them like walking across the pedestrian bridge and everything else.
The whole thing. I go back and I watch the studio crew sitting there speculating about what the Texans could do it to, and well, let's send it up to the commissioner. And then they pick CJ, and then the whole thing where now the Texans have traded up. Dude, if you're a diehard Texan fan, I promise you, if you go back and watch that, considering how important that's been to the shift with this team, you will get chills watching it every time, watching CJ just be so hyped to be a Texan and Will so hyped to be a Texan. And now that it's played out the exact way that both of them wanted it to play out here, is really cool.
Well, you know, the cool thing about my favorite part of that weekend was when they did the introductory press conference and you had Will and CJ out there together. And I think that was the first glimpse you got into the dynamic between those two. But then also CJ, you know, CJ's a slow burn in a lot of ways. It's not like there's some athletes where you almost like Will, honestly, like, you know exactly who he is, like the first couple interviews you watch. With CJ, kind of the same way it was with him on the field in training camp. He's kind of methodical. He's very he's a serious young man in a lot of ways, and it doesn't always feel like it takes a little while to get to know him. In that introductory press conference, I think he was really comfortable up there next to Will, and I think you saw the more extroverted side of CJ, and that was really cool. I just remember thinking like, all right, this is different. This is something new and maybe different than I had seen from. I'd watched a bunch of CJ Stroud interviews and everything, because we had known for a while that if they were going to take a quarterback, it was probably going to be him.
Yeah.
I got excited about that press conference. I allowed myself to get excited about that press conference.
The best part of that press conference as it pertains to CJ was when Nick wasn't getting enough questions, so CJ kind of steered it over to Nick. Like, I don't know, why isn't anybody giving Nick his flowers? You know, like, it was really
fun. Even in the photo shoots and everything, when they showed the off, like, quote unquote off camera stuff, but like when he was joking around with Will and everything, you saw that different side of CJ than maybe you'd seen before. That part was cool.
It was great. A lot of people texting in on your questions. Well, first someone texts in, swinging through Shipley's now for a dozen kolaches. Thanks a lot, Seth.
That's how you honor the city of Houston.
That's it.
And listen, Czech Americans, I know it's not a Texas kolache, okay? I realize that the actual kolache is the pastry one or whatever. Yeah, I know. I just, like, what I I think of as a kolache, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
Don't go all Italian on me explaining what pizza is supposed to be. Pizza is American pizza for all
right.
I care.
That's right. A lot of Lassiter on here for guys you're looking forward to. You know, got the chill bumps getting ready to go watch the – a lot of Lassiter. And he's on my list, too. Daniil Hunter shows up a few times on the text page. Mm-hmm. Someone says Diggs, Mixon, Lassiter.
Mixon might be the one that's been lost in the shuffle in a lot of ways, and partly because of, you know, we mentioned the running back summits earlier, partly because the running back is just undervalued perhaps at this point.
Yeah.
But Mixon might be low key a guy that's a key to high-level success on this team.
Oh, yes.
Even if he doesn't have an incredible season.
Agreed.
Because there's elements to the running game where the running back can make the offensive line look good more often than the offensive line makes the running back look good, honestly. I think there's times, and like a good, solid, quality running back can do more with imperfect blocking and can kind of sometimes just make those guys look like better run blockers than they are. And if Mixon can do that, and if along the way the run blocking does get genuinely good, he doesn't have to be all pro or Pro Bowl even, but it might just be that 1-2 punch, making a legitimate 1-2 punch combo of the pass game and the run game that makes it a genuinely elite offense.
Yeah, make us better in the red zone, man. Make it so that the red zone isn't so confined. Because that's the problem for the Texans now when they get in the red zone is they have no running game, so it's confined space to try to throw the ball in. Man, just give us the threat of the run down in the red zone. That would be huge. 5 reasons I hate you. We do it every Friday before a Texans game. We do Indy twice a year, and we manage to come up with new material. There's a lot of reasons to hate Indianapolis, so we'll give you 5 of them coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.